Acacia Hanvelt.
If there's one thing this city's taught me, you can put a price on anything. Secrets, reputations, a life, and trust. If you have to ask, you can't afford it. But then I suppose none of that matters when you're me. After all, when did I ever pay for anything? Do you believe in fairies? They're not as friendly as once thought. First, they bite. It feels like a little prick, a sting on the skin. When it begins to glow, that is what you have to be careful of. Then you're in for quite a rush. You see, their glittery skin, their sprinkling wings, and glowing smiles, it's all just a trick. And they love to play tricks, especially on the ones who are fond of them.
It began with the forging of the great rings. Three were given to the elves, immortal, wisest, and fairest of all beings. Seven to the dwarf lords, great miners, and craftsmen of the mountain halls. And nine rings were gifted to the race of men, who, above all else, desire power. But they were, all of them, deceived, for another ring was made in the land of Mordor. In the fires of Mount Doom, the Dark Lord Sauron forged in secret a master ring to control all others. And into this ring he poured his cruelty, his malice, and his will to dominate all life. One ring to rule them all.
It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife. However little known the feelings or views of such a man may be on his first entering a neighborhood, this truth is so well fixed in the minds of the surrounding families that he is considered as the rightful property of someone or other of their daughters.
Sherlock, Lupin et moi, Le mystère de la dame en noir, été 1870. Sherlock Holmes, Arsène Lupin et Irène Adler font connaissance à Saint-Malo. Les trois amis espèrent profiter de leurs vacances en bord de mer. Mais le destin en a décidé autrement. Un corps s'est échoué sur une plage voisine. Et les trois camarades se retrouvent au beau milieu d'une enquête criminelle.